Good morning. 5:42 a.m. August 10th. A Friday? Yes, I think so. I think it's a Friday. So the big weigh-in was yesterday. And I was down 5 pounds. That was my target. So yesterday I had this huge eating binge. I promised myself if I was down 5 pounds on the doctor's scale that I would have a day where I could eat whatever I wanted. And I did. I had donuts, I had pastries. I had this dinner was funny. I was gonna have a big plate of
1 mile and 19 minutes 54 seconds.
Mashed potatoes and steak and broccoli, and I was gonna just eat. And about halfway through, I couldn't finish it. I was full. So, yeah, there have been changes to my body that aren't necessarily wired into my cortex here yet. So that was really interesting. I probably ate an extra 1,000 calories yesterday, but you know what? That ain't gonna matter a bit. So today it's back on the horse. I go back in 16 weeks. The goal is to be, 16 pounds from 192. I'll be 182. Maybe 175. 176. Now if I get down to 180, that'll be a celebration right there. Good morning. So yeah, big day yesterday. I didn't get a lot of work done. And to begin with, the doctor's appointment was early, at 9 o'clock, because I did that appointment before I knew my 9 to 12 hours for working. By the time I got home, it was almost noon already. It took most of the morning because of after I left the doctor's office, I had to go get lab work done. And after the lab work, I had to get groceries. So yeah, I took up most of the morning. I just wrote yesterday off. So as a result, I'm way behind in terms of being able to release the book, in terms of being able to be any closer to audio. I will do some reading this morning, but again, today I lose the first part of the day to child who has a band sectional meeting this morning. She's in her section, and they have a 1 hour session. Now here's the problem with a 1 hour session. We live about 15 minutes away. So if I go over and then come home, that's 15 minutes out of the hour. I have a half an hour at home, and then I have to spend another 15 minutes and go back. So the amount of time I would have at home is less than the amount of time I would take in transit, which is the formula I use for do I wait or do I go home. Generally speaking, if it's not at least twice as long at home as it would be to wait, I wait because I don't want to burn the extra fuel. It's likewise why it's so difficult to get a trip down to Denver, because if I'm not going to spend at least twice as much time in Denver as I am traveling to and from Denver, it's not worth the trip. And it's an hour both ways, so I really need to have a 4 hour trip to make it worthwhile. It's just my personal calculus. Sometimes I have to do it anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna burn an hour waiting, but I'm gonna take a cup of coffee, and I got up early so that I could make sure I had time for my breakfast. And I'll take a cup of coffee and a book. I'm still reading. What is it? Double Trouble? I've had this one book that it's been on my device here forever. Can't seem to get enough time together to read to finish it. It's almost done, so perhaps this hour will mark the end of that. There's not a lot else I can do in the car for an hour. I could take my netbook, but I don't want to get into a writing project that I have to then put down. Although, perhaps a little doodle time. Need to ponder that. Well, hello. Bug on my glasses. First mile was almost 20 minutes long. I'm going slow this morning. I think it was because it's dark. I don't really feel like I can swing right along. I can't really see. And yeah, it is dark. There's enough of a cloud overcast. I put partly cloudy. It's really mostly cloudy. It's lightening up nicely now, but when I started out, it was kind of dark. But again, that's because I want to get this walk and this talk out before I get dragged away to do other kinds of things. So today's the 10th. In theory, there's 20 days until Ryden releases Captain Cher. I still haven't got the edits back from them yet. I heard from them, I think about 10 days ago. Now, it couldn't be that long because it was after the first of the month. So it's like within a week or so. And Robin assured me that making the September 1 deadline, the early November deadline, was in fact still on her calendar. It was still one of the things that she was going to do. But I'd feel a lot better if I had them back by now. At least getting them in the process. If I have to interrupt production for that, yeah. And I think I am going to push this back. Sophia's call. Well, I don't have a lot of choice. I don't believe I'm going to get it ready in time to release tomorrow. Maybe I could if I stayed up all night. I'm still missing copy edits. I still need to split it. I've been really focused on getting the audio that I've got mixed down. Oh, and thank you very much for all the suggestions about book two, about the wording, the phrasing. I think, if I remember correctly, when I was doing the Cher series, I didn't actually say what order the books were in. I left that for the title. So that when I did the announcement, it was Owner Cher, A Trader's Tale from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. And that flowed nicely. So, Zyphiria's Call, A Tanith Fairport Adventure, works the same way. Zyphiria's Call, Book 2, The Tanith Fairport Adventures. Yeah, that works too. Hmm. decisions. It's easy enough to fix, so I'm probably going to just drop it. I think I can cut it out of... I'll leave it in the first episode because it's there. And that episode's done. But clip it out of 2 and 3. That means I only have to remix 2. I'm currently about halfway through 3. Looks like they're going to be about a half hour long. The length doesn't seem to bother people. So that's a good thing. Still kind of sluggish this morning. I wonder if it's because I gorged yesterday and don't have the same level of nutrition going. I didn't get my chocolate milk last night, so I don't have my calcium fix from yesterday. I'll make up for it today. We'll get back on the wagon, back on track. It's early, gosh. It's still pre-dawn. That's a sort of gray, dusky light, and it's made more gray because of the cloud cover, which is really quite heavy to the east at the moment. So there's not a lot of shining rays of sun or anything like that. I don't even know if the sun's up yet. I said it was 60 because I forgot to check the thermometer before I left the house. And then I also didn't look at my phone when I was getting ready to email. Now, according to the phone, it's like 68, which means almost 70 here. It doesn't feel 70. Although I suppose it is. I'm walking and not talking. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, I'm seeing a little bit of pink. Problem is the sun is moving north. Moving north? No, should be moving south. No, moving north. Moving north is right. Sun is moving north because it moves south till the solstice and then moves north again for the next solstice. Seeing a bit of pink cloud color above the deck layer now. There's enough holes in it that I can begin to see some clouds. This is not going to be a record-breaking day by any stretch. don't seem to be able to get out of my own way here. Do I chalk it up to yesterday's diet, that I don't have enough energy, or that I woke up too early, or... Decisions. It doesn't really matter, does it? It is what it is. I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. That's what counts. It's beautiful. It's quiet. Hearing a train whistle. The nearest tracks are at least 5 miles away. Oh, yes. Beautiful. Oh, a lot of thoughts today. Not all of them. Not any of them I can share. We're at that stage where a lot of stuff I'm thinking about is not my story to tell. And so I don't feel right about saying anything about it because it's not my story to tell. There's a lot of weird stuff happening. Oh, car coming. Across the street and up onto the backyard. Today's Friday and I mowed the whole thing last week, so I don't need to do it today. We'll need to do it on Monday, but 18 minutes 54 seconds. Well, I got my lap time down to 19 minutes before I got back, so that's good. At the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.